All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, babes.
We're back. We're back.
Feels good to be home.
Yeah. We've been home, but we've been in another. It's kind of like you'd be in the basement.
What?
You're in the house, but you were in another room.
Oh, okay. The Uncle Pete.
Now we're in the main room. Family room.
Got it. Yes.
We're in the family room.
The girls are back in town. It feels good. It feels good to be home. You know, it feels like we've been really gone on road.
But if you're not looking on YouTube, you can't tell.
Oh, yeah. If you're not looking on YouTube.
Because the audio's been the same.
Right. But it feels nice to be back in front of the camera. Mm-hmm. It feels good to be just in our own energy, just me and you, you and I. Right. This is a different vibe when we have a guest on.
The company went home.
Yeah, we sent the company home. Yeah. But it's been great. So new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you when you kiki with we.
Yes. Yeah. So how are you? How's your week?
I'm good. Week's been cool. Weekend was very relaxing. Mm-hmm. The girls took a retreat.
We did.
We retreated.
We did.
To Joshua Tree, which, by the way, is an absolute wonderful place to retreat if you don't want to do anything and you just want to relax.
Yeah.
Decompress. Mm-hmm. It was quick. Just a weekend.
Amadeus said, I just don't want to go to Joshua Tree because I watch too much Crime Junkie. She was like, you don't know about all the murders that happen in Joshua Tree. I said, Amadeus, go to hell. What? I think you're lying.
A lot of murders. I mean, those people do look...
But I'm like, don't tell me that there's a lot of murders because I won't want to go back.
Well, I'm glad she said it after the fact.
I'm like, girl, I don't think so.
But I mean, I wouldn't let that hold me back from going somewhere. I mean, if I get murdered, I get murdered. There's murders happening in L.A., Long Beach. There's murders happening every fucking where.
I know, but I don't want to go somewhere I didn't have to go and get murdered. It's different. I didn't have to be here. Stay my ass home.
If it's your time, it's your time.
I hate when people say that because I'm going to do everything I can do.
Seriously, if it's your time, it's your time.
Anywho,
but
it wasn't our time. He's kept
it wasn't our time. We had a beautiful Airbnb, very relaxing. Mm-hmm. How was your weekend?
It was exactly the same.
Yeah.
Nice and chill. And yeah, it was a good time. It was a good time. I wish it was longer.
Me too. I was thinking like I was listening to something like a week. people usually go for a week. And I'm like, you know, if we were really going and planning for a week, we probably could have been very productive.
Yeah.
Because our whole intentions for going was like to get some planning done and for the podcast. And there's only so much we can fucking do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
We need time on our side. There's so much to plan for that we were just, we would just be overwhelmed trying to plan all. It's impossible.
Impossible.
We want to go on tour. We are going on tour.
We are. We're coming to a city near you.
We're going on tour. Mm-hmm. We have new merch coming out, so get prepared to have some Bravado merch on your backs.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a new collection.
We have so many things coming
out. And we have some other things happening. So we just, and we're still a small team. Our feet are both in the sand.
It would be. And maybe I'll go on disability.
To be able to go, to be able to prep and plan for a little
mental
week.
Health leave, some shit. I don't know.
For real.
It would be nice. But yeah, there are so many things to plan for. You know,
black people love to go on a disability.
We're going to leave.
Like, do other races go on disability the the way we go on disability and be very well.
We do, and so do they. Anybody who knows how to finesse the system will take a leave. I'm actually taking a leave of absence, mental health.
We call it stress leave.
Stress leave. I'm
that's
on a stress. That's what it's really called.
Stress leave.
Yes, I'm on a stress leave. Y'all been stressing me the fuck out. I gotta leave. We do. It's real.
I've been on a stress leave before.
I want to go, but I want to come back to my job.
Well, you will.
They'll finesse the system. They'll be like, okay,
while you're finessing, they'll be finessing.
And
too.
I don't want that. I don't want to be finessed. Like, hold on, I'll do the finessing.
Okay.
I don't want to come back and not have everything exactly the way it was when I left. They'll be like, this person's covering the unit now. We're actually going to have you float.
At my job, they people take
floater.
Leaves all the time.
Yeah, no, that's not how
people take leaves and they get their minds right. They send emails like, yeah, everything's going good. Not too busy. I'm like, okay.
I hate it. I wish I could, but we'll plan something. We have our friendcation. We have not taken our friendcation yet this
year. We haven't
year.
Even planned our fucking friendcation. Last year, we planned it kind of last minute, huh?
Where do we go?
Cabo.
Oh, yeah, my memory. We did. It was like a month, maybe a month or two in advance. And that was just
so
a weekend,
fun.
Right? That was just a weekend?
Yeah, Friday, a Saturday, and a Sunday.
It was giving. Okay.
So. But we had like a whole Friday, a whole Saturday, a whole Sunday.
Yeah.
It depends on where you go. That determines the length. You know what I'm saying?
And we had a fire-ass friendcation scheduled this year. We'll have to see. But we'll be having many friendcations because we'll be on tour.
Right, but those will be workcations.
I know, but still.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That was the weekend.
Yeah.
So back to work.
We're back
to work. Back to the ratings. Mm-hmm. Back to the reviews. We need you mommies and poppies there.
Yeah.
Whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Give the girls their flowers.
Wherever you are. And you know, I want to also give a little disclaimer. When y'all hear me dragging y'all, if you haven't listened to a few episodes back, I was dragging y'all. But mind y'all, the girls are ahead of the game. We be recording a little bit ahead.
We record a week in advance.
A week in advance. So sometimes I'm dragging prematurely, but it's all in love. But I did see y'all came through on Spotify and we're at 248 reviews. Mm. I mean, ratings. Mm. So like now that we're back on track, we're going to give the girls a goal of 260.
Okay.
260.
And we'll give you
a little grace period.
A little time.
But 260 is what I want to see next time I sit my ass here and I'm on this mic.
Okay, 260.
260.
Okay, so let's read our review of the week. This comes from Tara Lee, the SLP.
Mm-hmm.
We love to rhyme. You ladies are the real deal. Let's see. Is it the soothing voices or the tea that is spilled weekly that continues to maketh my cup runneth over? Or could it be the continuous chuckles and joy that your jokes bring me? Or is it just the vibrant, genuine, real black vibe you give?
Mm-hmm.
I am new here and just know Tara T, that's me. Your girl is here to stay. Thank you, ladies, for doing the work and passing the torch. Thank you, ladies, for feeding into us weekly for the free. I've enjoyed every podcast I've listened to thus far, learning something new and most importantly, walking away with more and more love for myself. Finding this podcast was just what I needed. Lots of love to you all, and I'm so glad to call you all my big sis.
Welcome to the BGB, Tara T. Thanks, boo-boo.
Purr.
So glad you're here.
Yeah.
I'm always thankful and grateful when our paths align with you all. When you find us, when you stumble upon us and realize the girl's been here for a long time, welcome. It's the truth, honey. 235 episodes in and the girls ain't stopping.
We just getting
bitches,
started.
We're going to the top.
tip top.
We're going to the top.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks so much, Tara. We're so glad you're here. And everybody else who's new to the podcast.
And hasn't taken the time to
let us. Do your part. That's what you got to understand here. This is an energy exchange. Mm-hmm. We come here every week and all you have to do is send us our flowers. Give us our words. 5-star chicks deserve 5-star reviews. So,
period.
Nothing less. Anyway, Patreon. Still are doing a thing over on Patreon. It's our exclusive membership.
I don't know if they hear this part.
Y'all be fast forwarding right here.
I think they do. Cause
y'all be skipping through.
I'm feeling like they do.
It's giving you're not paying attention. Mm-hmm. Attention. Mm-hmm. So, Patreon, if you've been living under a rock really briefly, it's just an exclusive membership community where we give you more of what you already love. If you love the type of episodes that we provide here, there's more over on Patreon. If you want to get to know us deeply, more intimately, more personally, we have that over on Patreon. Mm-hmm. There are affirmations, bonus episodes, playlists, all type of shit.
Ad-free episodes.
If you hate the ads, get on over there.
You can listen to it scot-free. Is it Scott?
Scott
or Scotch?
I think it's Scott-free.
Free of ad.
From beginning to end. So who is our patron this week?
Miss Elizabeth.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
For your contribution. You are putting food in our stomachs and clothes on our back.
I don't know if we've been eating.
We ain't eating. It's giving hungry.
It's giving starving.
It's giving for $2 a day.
So if you would like to feed the girls.
Yeah.
If you would like to feed the girls and release us of the shackles that have been locked on our ankles, mm-hmm. and they're almost on the wrist.
Yeah.
We actually freed our wrists, but the ankles are still shackled up. If you want to assist in getting the shackles off of our ankles, please join us over on Patreon.
Please.
We're tired. Yes.
Thank you so much. So last week's episode, we had a very special guest on the show, Navi Gill. We were talking about all things Ayurveda, diet, lifestyle, health, wellness, if you're into alternative
healing
and modalities and holistic wellness, then you might want to tap in with last week's episodes. There's a lot to learn and so much more that was not covered in the episode. But again, all we do here is bring the information to you. It's an intro and you do your due diligence to go figure out whatever is, you know, that might be out there. Yeah, whatever else you want to learn. We can't do it all now, shit.
We can't, and we would be on here for 2 hours, and we really don't be having that much time.
We don't. So listen to last week's episode if you haven't already. But today.
Today we're doing one of our faves.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole? We're reading, people.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I the asshole? So if you're new here, Am I the Asshole is like a subreddit where people submit scenarios and they want to know, are they the asshole? Mm-hmm. We bring them here and we answer them.
Yeah. Really nice laid back vibe today. We've been pretty deep heavy into some things.
Yeah. We're going to take a little breather. Sometimes you have to disconnect to reconnect.
That's all we're doing.
Now, we do have our own version of Am I the Asshole called mm-hmm. Girlfriend Gag. So you can send those to contact@theblackgirlbravado.com and we will let you know if you're the asshole or what the issue is. And then maybe we won't have to be on Reddit.
Yeah.
Maybe we can just get them out of our own bag.
We have some in there.
We have a couple, but you know.
Send them. So what's up? Let's get it.
So we're going to start with the first one. Am I the asshole for telling my surrogate to stop acting like she was my husband's wife?
Ooh.
It's giving tea.
It's giving fight. Girl, okay. Fight.
My husband and I have been together for 5 years. We wanted kids, but because of my health problems, this wasn't possible. We decided to go with surrogacy. My friend nominated her sister, Brittany, 29, not to be confused with me. I'm Brittany.
Not Brittany, 34. Oh, yeah.
Bitch, wait.
My bad.
Slow down. You know, you can't catch me. I'm moving too fast on the gas. Don't test me.
Brittany.
Slow down. Don't okay. say that. I'm 33.
My bad. Brittany, 33.
So, we decided to go with surrogacy. My friend nominated her sister, Brittany, 29. I agreed right away because I know Brittany and the family. We've set everything up. Discuss payment, short and long-term plans, counseling, and doctor's appointments. We explored IVF and chose a private clinic to get it done. It started after Brittany took a pregnancy test. She only told my husband, though she had both of our numbers. Mm. She only sent my husband a pic of the test while he was at work and sent me nothing when I gave her my personal contact info. But it was okay. It's not right, but it's okay.
That's what she said.
Things got complicated when Brittany started having access to our credit cards for her own wants and needs. and claims. Oh, I added that for her own wants and claims they were the baby's needs. She excluded me from doctor visits and scans and had only my husband go with her. Her excuse was my husband drives and has time since I work and unavailable most of the time. I felt isolated from this experience but said nothing knowing she's bearing a lot of burden, so I had patience. My husband had no idea what was going on and if this was normal. This was new to us, so we didn't know. She's 7 months in, and last week she had us visit to discuss things that I thought we'd previously agreed on, but she said she changed her mind about, and her mom was there too. I heard Brittany out and was shocked when she gave a list of how things should be from now on, since she said there was a lot of confusion in the past because of me stressing her out by complaining. She requested she gets saying things like baby name after I deleted the list of names she sent to my husband. She wanted more access to my husband's credit cards and free time to get stuff done at her place. Also, more time with the baby than agreed on. Then wrapped up by saying only my husband should be with her in the delivery room and use the hospital as an excuse. I got up and firmly stated I don't agree on her new terms and that she had to stop acting like she was my husband's wife and this was their baby. My husband didn't speak till she started crying. He asked me to sit down, but I said I had boundaries, reminded her what her role was and how she overstepped. Her mom went off and said her daughter was being mistreated when she put herself mentally and physically through the most selfless act for us to make us a family. Mm-mm. She gave up a part of her life in those months to give us what we want, and I was acting selfish and ungrateful. She had us leave, then told my friend and got it more complicated. I was told to apologize for what I said. Am I the asshole? A couple of notes she wants to add. Yes, we agreed on paying for the surrogacy, like stated above, so no favors or anything. No, we did not have a legal contract because my friend said that there was no need for us to do that and basically talked us out of it since we are considered family, but we had an agreement, including paying her. And lastly, questions about whether Brittany had kids of her own. She was a single mom of a 4-year-old who passed away from an accident. She had him at a young age, but she always seemed in good mental and physical health.
It's giving adoption, not surrogacy.
That's what is like, girl, we not adopting your baby. That's you. Those the terms that she wants are more like I'm with child. This is an
it's
open adoption.
Co-parenting.
It's giving stupid.
And
I would be ready to rip that baby out. Like, give me my child.
First of all, why does she have access to the husband's CCs, the credit cards?
Girl, number one, that's not how surrogacy works. I mean, it works however you want it to work, mm-hmm. but typically, that's not the vibe. It's like the parents usually have a say in what the mother's going to eat, right? If there's any diet restrictions, like we don't want you eating dairy or whatever, whatever, of course. Or alcohol, you know.
Smoking.
Yeah, like these are our terms outlined. And then you're supposed to follow that. But unless they want to do an allowance, you can't be like, I need this, I need that. You're getting paid.
For her wants and the baby's needs.
Like, girl, the baby don't need nothing.
Was he paying for her meals for the week or what?
No.
It's like you get your payment and you do what you want to do with that payment. If that's for meals, your wants, the baby needs, the baby's not here
the
yet.
The baby's needs are being taken care of on the back
we
end.
Have the nursery set up. We're doing things.
We
that,
have those
We're putting things.
Things
in place that need to be put in place for the baby. You don't need my husband's credit cards. Furthermore, the chiming in on the baby's name.
Absolutely not.
Why are you sending him a list of baby's names?
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. It's even open adoption. Girl, I would be ready to beat her ass. I'd be like,
Brittany,
you know
I would
what?
Be like, as soon as this baby come out of you, Brittany.
It's me and you.
You're getting your ass
it's
beat.
Giving knuckle sandwich.
You're getting your ass beat. And I think that, I know that this is common for people to do it through a friend because it can be very expensive to go the,
yeah,
like, clinic route. But.
You can't be tying up the business and the personal. That's really what's going on. And they should have had a notarized contract.
Yeah.
That's really where it went.
If you're
going
to not go the clinic route, at least get it in writing and signed and notarized.
I would be like, Brittany, these are the terms you agree to. And girl, it's giving group chat. It would be surrogacy, baby, whatever the baby's name is.
Baby Johnson.
We will be all communicating that. Do not use any. Don't side text me. Don't side text him. Unless there's something specific that I need to answer. And you need to be coming to me. I'm the mama. The baby's grandma. The baby. What's the grandma?
The grandma. The baby. The grandma. The baby.
The grandma. The baby.
She's right.
Girl, what the fuck are you doing?
What is she doing?
I would be like, Brittany, we got to talk. And your mother not going to be here.
Why is she stepping in?
Girl, what the fuck?
And then no. For her to have lost a child, she says she seems to be in mental and good physical health, which is possible. I probably would have just went another route. Me personally, I would have went another route. Brittany doesn't seem like a fit candidate.
I wouldn't have went with friend
and
of
I'm
the family.
Wondering how well they knew Brittany before they decided. I mean, I know you don't know the surrogate very well either.
But they're in the business of surrogacy. Brittany wasn't in the business of surrogacy. She just decided to do it.
She's new there.
Right. Where if you're in the business of surrogacy, there's an agency. There's rules, regulations. There's things that we're going to follow.
Right.
Girl, no. Brittany, go to hell. Deliver my child and go straight to hell. Deliver. Hand. No.
Oh, in the handbasket, huh?
The bitch is crazy.
Yeah, so it would be a no for me. Would you ever, like, say you weren't able for some reason to bear children naturally, would you consider a surrogate, or would you just say it's not in the cards for me?
Ooh. Currently, I would say it's not in the cards for me. Maybe if I got a little older and things changed and my desire to be a mom was really, really strong and I had the means, maybe surrogacy. Definitely don't want to adopt. And I know there are plenty of children out there who need a home. Mm-hmm. I get it. Mm-hmm. I know. But I don't think that would be the best route for me.
Mm-hmm.
Surrogacy or just, Lord, you know, it's your will. Yeah. Your will is being done. What about you?
I'm going the your wheel route. Your wheel.
Your wheel. Yeah, your wheel and we're not making a way.
It wasn't for me. It wasn't for me. You ain't got to tell me twice. I was just like, it was not for me.
And we're not making a way.
We're not.
No. Did you see Mary J. Blige? They were like, are there any kids in the cars for Mary? And she said, no, you know, I have a host of nieces and nephews. She was like, and I know that people are always scrambling, looking for babysitters, and I don't want to be tied. She did. She said, I don't want to be tied down. I don't want to always have to attend to nobody. She's like, I love my freedom. I love being able to get up and go. And Mary is 50-something years old. It's not in the cards. She's not pulling a Janet Jackson.
Vivica said the same thing because they were like, you know, Vivica, do you regret? Basically, did she regret not having kids? And she was like, you know, I have godchildren. Those are my legacy. You know, I'm leaving things to them. I visit them. I take care of them, you know, to whatever capacity a godparent does. And she was like, I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. So if I was not able to bear in this womb.
Yeah. Then it's all good. I don't feel like I'm a trip.
I don't want a surrogacy. I don't want a surrogate.
No.
I feel like that's really boxing with what's happening for me.
Oh, why though?
Because the coin.
Yeah.
The turmoil, the like worrying, you know,
it's a really stressful. You have to be desiring to be a mom.
You
like,
have
I'm
to
doing
really
whatever
be. It's
I
a
can.
Really when I read about Kim? Gabrielle Union, Jeremy. Did you read? Was that in the Week on Anymore Wine or in her new book? It was
book.
In her new book. Okay, so she said it was a lot on her, and the thing is, like, she really tried hard.
She did
with the IVF. She went through, her body through
miscarriages.
I think, yeah, she had a lot.
Like
she
eight
like
or
16?
Nine, ten, something. It was a lot.
She had a lot. And I was just reading now, like, wow, she went through a lot for Mrs. Kavya James.
Yeah.
So
the surrogacy is a good route because you end up still getting your seed, you know. It's still totally yours.
It's totally your child. The baby looks just like Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, she does.
And once they're here, you know, I'm sure all that stress shit just fades away.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't. I probably ain't gonna care as I get older.
And they still allow you to do the skin to skin.
That's Mando. As soon as the baby comes out, you gotta
Give me my baby. Brittany would be like, I need my skin to skin.
Yeah, Brittany would not be.
I need my skin.
She would probably try to breastfeed.
And I would be like, Brittany, get that titty out of my baby's fucking mouth, bitch.
I would slap that nipple right up on her.
Get your titty out. There's no need to see if the baby's latching. There's no need.
We're not going that route.
Get her over here.
I would be like, Docs, wheel her out.
I'm like, put her on my milkless titty. Yeah. And they do something. They do something with the babies.
They crawl up.
That's to get a baby to latch.
Yeah, no.
They have milk dripping down.
Absolutely not. Ugh, don't do it. I'm sorry to all
but
the mothers out there.
But you actually gotta have some real milk coming.
The milkless titty?
It's just a way to get the baby to latch.
Oh, to like, ooh, this is what you want. It's a tease.
Yeah.
Tease of sorts. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today. And it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story. But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black stories, Black truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we've already said how we feel.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what the girls have.
I'm going with it's not in my cards, Lord.
I'm going for your will, and I might roll the dice and make it happen if I got a bag. I'm not stressing over it if I don't. Sorry, babe. It's impossible.
Because you got to go through a lot. You still got to go through a lot to retrieve.
Retrieve the eggs. Oh, hell no.
It's like the IVF cycle to retrieve.
I don't think I could do it then. All the shots and stuff.
You know who's going through that right now? Kim. I mean, not Kim. What's the other sister name? Chloe? Courtney. Because her and Travis want to have a baby. Mind you, he got grown-ass teenagers. You know, she got her gang with Scott.
Absolutely not. It's not.
So she's going through it right now. She has been put into, her body has been put into early menopause with all of the medication and hormones. I don't know how that works.
She's like 40-something, right?
Mm-hmm. At least 40.
Why early menopause? That means she can't have any kids.
Well, they put her body into it. Maybe she's going to have a surrogate. But she's going through the IVF right now.
Oh, no. Wow.
And I mean, she's gained a lot of weight. And she's like, all the comments from people saying, I've gained weight. Am I pregnant? You never know what people are going through.
You follow her?
No, bitch. This just popped up on
Okay. Now I got to go on her page.
It popped up on my phone. I don't follow her, though. But, you know, shit pops up. And I'm like, oh, she's going through it.
To anyone out there going through an IVF journey, blessings upon you.
Blessings to people going through those journeys because they'll. Ooh,
my God.
That takes a lot of strength, and I've watched IVF journeys. I enjoy watching the journeys. I've cried with them when the baby has come earthside. I'm like,
they made it.
They made it. They got the baby.
Oh, so
I was just watching one on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay, Brittany, stay off. Get out of there.
You didn't used to watch a baby story on TLC? I've always been fascinated.
But I know what it is, but no, I wasn't a fan.
Yeah.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend. It's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. Anywho, perfect transition to our next story. So, am I the asshole for getting upset with my husband after he told me nothing will change while I'm pregnant? So me, 26 female, and my husband, 28 male, who I'll call Jake for this story, have been together for 5 years and married for 3. We have recently started trying for a baby as we both felt like that was the next step in our life together. And 3 weeks ago, I got a positive test back. We were really, really happy and told our families, and now my mom and Mill want to throw a baby shower for us. It was just super good news all around. I love Mill.
You do.
All around. So, well.
Mill is mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law, yeah. Well, 2 nights ago, me and Jake were getting ready for bed when he reminds me to go through the house and make sure all the lights are off. Now, he can be a little lazy at times, and it has become a nightly routine for me to make sure all the lights are off and that we go and that he, oh, sorry, all the lights are off that he leaves on before we go to bed.
Yeah, he leaves on.
Period. That's important.
Jake's leaving the lights on.
It's his responsibility.
Right.
I wasn't feeling very well and asked if he could just do it since he wasn't doing anything and was literally standing by the door. He then tells me, no, this is what is expected of you every night. I was a little hurt, but Yeah, go to hell.
Turn the lights off.
I was a little hurt, but I didn't want to fight with him, so I just did it. When I came back, Jake goes on this very long rant, very long and unprovoked rant, saying things like, just because you are pregnant doesn't mean anything will change. And you are still expected to cook, clean, and do all the chores every day because how can you be expected to be a mother if you can't handle a little work? He wasn't yelling or anything. He was talking to me quietly, like I was 2 inches tall. I was shocked because I had never heard him say anything like this. The rant went on for 30 minutes before I interjected and asked, well, what do you plan on doing to help me with all of this? He then got extremely defensive, saying he works his ass off at his job to provide for me and what is going to be our future children. For context, I don't work at the moment. My job was not paying enough to justify me going, so I'm a full-time college student. He ended by saying that it doesn't matter how I feel physically or mentally. It is a mother's job to push through, and if he helped and babied me, I wouldn't be a good mother. I got extremely upset and started yelling and said that I wish I would have known this is how you felt before I got pregnant with your baby.
Now the baby is stressed.
Period. Now we all tussling.
Right.
There was a moment of silence before he started crying and left for the night to stay at his mother's house. He hasn't been back yet, and my Mill and Sil have sister-in-law. My Mill and Sil have called me, berating me and saying I broke Jake's heart with what I said and needed to apologize immediately.
What did she
and
say?
Until I do, he isn't coming home. I don't know how to feel. That she wish she would have known is how he felt before she got pregnant with his baby. So am I the asshole for yelling at my husband after he said he isn't helping me with anything during the pregnancy because it's a mother's job to deal with it? Edit. She, of course, thanked everybody for their responses. She's sorry she hasn't been able to respond. But there were a few questions. A few people asked if she told her Mill and Sil what he said, which she did. Then basically said that she was being sensitive and all he meant was pregnancy isn't an excuse to be lazy. He meant no harm. I'm getting some things together. This is the writer. I'm getting some things together and I'm going to head to my mom's and dad's house. My mom is furious with him and doesn't want me apologizing to him or talking to him without the situation either being recorded or having a witness. Regardless, I am okay and will be okay. She does appreciate all of us who are reading this, though, and have opened her eyes to many things that she's possibly been ignoring over the past couple years.
Jake, I don't think she's the asshole.
No, I don't either.
I don't think she's the asshole because when a woman becomes pregnant,
you are now my slave.
From what I've heard, it can be very draining. Your body is going through so many changes. You're fatigued. Who knows what the morning sickness situation is looking like? Sometimes it's not even just morning sickness. It can be just throughout sickness. The duration of the pregnancy, just being sick. And for him to say nothing's going to change when she's pregnant,
that is so very insensitive. It's very insensitive. Boy, I'm about to bring your child
and no
here.
Way to treat the woman who is housing.
Period.
Your child, your seed.
I want to be treated like a queen.
I am housing your seed, and you're telling me that nothing is going to change?
Boy, fuck
you. The status of the relationship is what's going to change. That's pretty fucked up. What would you say?
I would be like, Jake, there are a few things. Once he got on his rant, I was like, now there are a few things I need to talk to you about. If I need support and help while I'm pregnant, I need your support and help. I don't want to hear nothing's going to change. You're not babying me. I'm about to be with this kid all the time.
Right.
Help a bitch out.
Right.
I would have been the one leaving. I would have been like, Jake, you know what? I'm going to go to my mom's house. Fuck you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Furthermore, I hate the idea that because the man's bringing in the financial mm-hmm. covering, that he has no responsibility when it comes to the children. In this, in Jake's case, is before the child is here.
Yeah.
But the way he's acting, I can only imagine him having nothing to do with the kid and putting all of that on the mother because he's the breadwinner.
Yeah.
Okay, I know that I'm a full-time college student, but a kid is a lot of responsibility and the duties have to be twofold. You have to contribute. You gotta contribute.
I agree.
You have to contribute.
I would agree. Nigga, I'm about to have a full-time job. I'm about to have two. I'm about to be a full-time college student.
And a full-time mom.
And a full-time mom. How are you babying me?
That needs some relief.
Now, I can't even see anything because anything that she's feeling right now is justified. But I can see if she was just beating him down. Like, really, really, you taking advantage of him. Like, right. Babe, I can't do anything.
Yeah, like acting handicapped. Or yeah. Just like, you know, like you're just unable to do anything.
Now, if she was taking a handicap route and he's like, look, I've been home. I've been cooking. I've been cleaning. I've been going to work. I've been doing all this. I need you to help too.
Right.
Then I can see it.
Exactly.
But boy, turn the fucking lights off. I would be like, okay, well, now let's really set some boundaries in place.
Right.
Be responsible and be an adult. And when you're done with the lights, turn them off.
Right.
That's it. Everybody...
And then we won't have to worry about somebody going through at the end of the night, shutting them all down. But he's talking about this is an expectation. As a mother, how are you going to be a mother if you can't still help
maintain your duties? I'll be like, I'm not your mama.
Right. I'm going to be this child's mom. You still can't maintain your duties while you're pregnant. How are you going to be a mom?
You know what this brings to my mind?
Married at First Sight. I was going to ask if you watch.
I did. I still have two episodes before I'm all the way caught up. I think one or two.
God, damn, I'm at the point. You're not even at the T.
No, this is where I'm at.
What point are you at?
Elijah Wan.
Right.
Is like basically getting at Katina because she's not cooking.
Or cleaning.
And cleaning. Now, I feel like... I don't like him to be like, what do you feel like a wife is? What are your roles and your duties as a wife? Nigga, a wife is whatever we say it is. Whatever we agree on in this partnership is what it is.
Right.
If I don't cook, if I don't clean, and that's cool, then that is what it is. Right. Everybody's perception or idea of wife is different based on the needs of their relationship. Now, if you need a woman who's going to cook and clean, then you got to go find that. But you can't make that in me. That's not who I am. That's not who I am.
And it doesn't make her less of a woman. It just makes her not the woman for him.
Period. I'm not a cooking ass bitch.
Because everybody doesn't place the same value.
Yes.
On cooking.
On domestication.
Clean. Right.
On domestication. So.
And I personally don't like Elijah Wan's delivery and tone when he's talking about these things. It's not wrong for him to desire someone who cooks or clean, but it's like.
But now, no. It's not wrong. But this is where we are. This is what you got. You got somebody who don't cook and don't clean like that. Right. So either we have to compromise and work in the middle of.
And he doesn't have much patience.
And she doesn't have much compromise.
She's willing. The thing is, Katina is very agreeable. And she seems willing to eventually do those things. She just hasn't been used to doing them.
He wants a very traditional wife.
He does.
And the part that kills me when she was like, I'm about to go into the grocery store, and I would be like, nigga, you've been cooking for yourself. Let's go to the grocery store together. I'm not going to guess what you
want. Okay, yeah, that would have been nice. He could have went with her to the store instead of just thinking she's going to know and then being mad when she doesn't get the things that she needs. He could have been like, you know what, babe? I know you don't usually do this, but this is going to be like the expectation. Let me help guide you.
No, new vibe.
Let me help guide you through the grocery store. These are the type of things I usually get.
Yeah. And let's go together for the first time. Or let me make a list. This is what I want.
I didn't even think of that.
I would have been like, babe, you should come.
But don't just try to test me.
Period.
And send me to the store and see what I come back with. And then you talking to me. He talks to her like she's 2 feet tall sometimes. The way he talks to her, I don't like the way he talks to her.
When he said that he was cleaning up and she was like, she only wanted to do half the floor. I didn't get that. I'm like, girl, it's either all or nothing. Either we not cleaning up tonight or we not.
You want to sleep in filth?
I feel like he already lives.
And it's his house. Oh, wait, no, they're not in the shared living.
But he probably already has a way that he keeps things up. Like, I'm going to clean after I cook, after I clean, pardon me. So he's expecting that from her. But maybe that's your role. And that's really what I was getting to. I don't necessarily believe that there's one standard of like a gender role, like in this house, you do this, in this house, I do this. It's really communicating and deciding what we agree upon. So I don't, what he talking about cooking, cleaning and all of that, nigga. No, if that's what we decided that works for our relationship, our dynamic, then great.
Right. But if not, don't just try to put it on me.
Period. I don't like that. When he's like, what do you think a wife is? Boy, a partner. That's what I would say. Partner. Life partner. What's up?
Elijah. Oof.
it would have been given life partner. Everything else is given life partner. Everything else is up for discussion. Mm-hmm. It's nothing is set in stone around here. What's going to be What happens if both my hands become unable to work? Like, inoperable, nigga. Hands don't work. Whatever happened. Now what? Who cooking?
Am I still a wife?
I'm still a wife, but guess who's cooking?
He's going to be here. Am I still?
Yeah.
Is she still?
I ain't going to have that ring on, but guess who? It's going to be you now. Anything can happen. Don't have a set expectation around what's mandatory. Everything is flexible.
Because
for me,
something happened to where he could no longer work, then Katina would have to step up and take care of the bills.
Period. That's what I'm saying.
She would have to be the primary breadwinner. And that wouldn't make him less of a husband during that time.
It's just about what we decide makes sense for our house.
Right.
So fuck you if you have some traditional standards that you think that people need to abide by, because that's not a vibe.
Did you see when Dr. Viviana talked to her?
No.
Ow. Okay, yeah, I'm not there yet.
I mean, this is 2022, guys.
I think that it needs to, like you said, be a discussion amongst
the people
two
in the relationship.
People involved, and then you figure it out from fucking there. Personally, Jake is dead ass wrong.
Yeah.
And baby girl is not the asshole. Because he's saying she needs to turn off the lights, whether she's down bad because she's pregnant, because that's the expectation of her.
No.
And it's like, this is something that you easily can do. You're just being an asshole.
And honestly, if that was the expectation we agreed on, fine. But circumstances have changed that now I need support.
So maybe a new discussion needs to be had.
Exactly. Communication.
Last one.
What's good? Am I the asshole?
Am I the asshole for losing weight before my sister's wedding?
Let's get into it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a 28-year-old female, used to be quite overweight. Over the last year or so, I have made many changes in my life and have successfully lost almost 100 pounds.
Good job.
I don't live close to any of my family and don't post on social media, so my family wasn't really aware of my weight loss. It's giving new body.
It's giving show up.
New body. Fuck the old body. Whatever Nicki Minaj said.
If you fuck me, that was my old body. Something like that.
Period.
Oh, you didn't fuck me. You fucked the old body. A bar. Same pussy though.
On the new body. Okay, anyway. I did mention that I was making healthier choices, but that's it. It's just that every time before that I've tried to lose weight, it hasn't worked out, so I didn't want anyone commenting on it. Mm. It's giving Stalo and Bill.
Yeah.
Pop
it's,
out.
It's giving...
You pop the, out of the pop... What?
It's giving the G and lasagna. What do you say?
Moving in silence.
Yeah, like the G and lasagna.
Period. Mm-hmm. We love a pop out.
Yeah, we do.
Working in silence and moving in silence and you pop
and
out.
Bill.
Yeah. So, my sister, 26, got engaged last year, and I'm super happy for her. Due to circumstances, the wedding had to be pushed back a little. It's happening a week from now, and because I haven't seen everyone in so long, I decided to come down 2 weeks earlier to help out and catch up. Mm. Well, when I came to see my family, my sister freaked out upon seeing me. As it turns out, she has gained a bit of weight. Not super noticeable to me, she still looks great. But I think this is the first time in our lives that I'm smaller than her. I've always been the fat sister. Mm. She basically accused me of trying to upstage her, and my parents are fully taking her side. I'm really not sure if I'm in the wrong here, as so many of my family members are taking her side about things. Am I the asshole for losing weight before my sister's wedding?
The fuck I'm supposed to do? Stay fat until after you get married?
Queen.
Bitch.
You knew the date.
Health and wellness.
You knew the date that you were taking vows.
Why didn't you do what you needed to do?
Now you want to come against me because I'm working for my health?
What did you do to make sure you felt your best on your big day?
And I hate when people do this. Don't get mad at other people for doing things that you didn't do.
Period. Come on.
You didn't or couldn't do. This happens all the time outside of situations like this. Do whatever you need to do to feel your best. If that's getting dressed to the nines and everybody else wants to dress casual and they want to get on you because you decided to do it up, fuck them.
Yeah.
If that's, stepping out, whatever, hair done, nails done, and everybody else wanted to chill, but they're saying you're extra, fuck them. The sister did what she needed to do. It was not her responsibility to let them know that, hey, I'm working out. I'm trying to lose weight. Just want to give you a heads up because I don't want to upstage you.
Girl, ain't no upstaging.
On your wedding.
The sister is sick.
Now, if she was at the wedding doing too much, I know there are some don'ts, some absolute don'ts.
Yeah, like don't get engaged at my wedding.
Don't get engaged. Don't wear white. Things like
that. Although I don't think I would care if somebody got engaged.
Don't do it.
I mean, I get it. Don't, but I mean, that seems like it. Just such, like, why are you want to do it here?
Yeah, I wouldn't want it done. And I just feel like it's kind of tacky. Like, do it at another time. This is somebody else's celebration. Like what the hell?
Who does that? I don't know why that has to be said, but.
Yeah.
Nigga, you just that moved right now to have her propose here?
They're trying to take advantage of, you know, the stage that has been set and the mood and all that. No, just go get your vibe and propose on your own time.
Yeah.
But there's some things that you don't do on people's weddings because they are considered to be upstaging. But my weight loss that I've been working on, because this didn't happen overnight, like, I wasn't thinking, let me lose weight to prepare for
it. And she's been working for, like...
And maybe, you know, she was like, let me lose weight so I can look good in this dress. I mean, although I'm in your wedding, I'm still an individual who wants
and
to
I
look nice.
And I
want to
feel good.
Yeah.
I want to look good and feel good. No.
I don't
the
think
sister's
she
dead ass wrong. I would be like, you are selfish. That's how I would be coming at it. Like,
and insecure.
Yeah. Work on it. What can you do now 2 weeks before the
wedding? Would you like
wedding?
Me to give you, come at me asking for tips and pointers and suggestions for what I did. Don't be mad because I'm not even going to say what I was going to say. But don't be mad at me because I've glowed up.
Yeah. It's not right. I'll be like, girl, let's have your wedding and I'm taking my ass back
home. And
she
said all the family is coming down on her.
And then I would be like, what? You don't want me here?
And the family, don't comment on bodies.
I completely
do
agree.
Not comment on bodies.
Don't say shit about my body ever. Unless you want to say that ass getting fat.
And that's a comment. That's it. That's a comment I always take.
Yeah, but don't.
If it's
say
not that
else.
Ass getting fat,
I don't want to hear nothing. Don't say that stomach getting fat. Don't say.
Don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing. I don't want to hear it. No, she's wrong. The family's wrong. The sister's dead ass wrong. And the person who wrote it is not the asshole.
She's not.
I would be like, so what are we doing? Either we're all gonna get in good spirits and turn this puppy around, or I can take my ass home.
And you're short a bridesmaid.
You are short. So what are we doing? What? What's up? What's good? That's how I will be coming at it. That's how I will be
rocking.
Same, because
what you guys aren't going to do is come down on me and make me feel bad.
Yeah.
About the progress, the personal progress that I made.
If I've always been bigger, I want to hear, you look amazing.
Yeah.
Great job.
Proud of you.
No matter what time of the year.
You look good, girl.
Yeah, you did it on them.
But don't come hard on me. Don't go hard on me.
No.
Because then I'm going to have to go hard on you.
Yeah, then it's giving rumble.
And now it's giving family feud. When it should be family celebration.
Now we're fighting. So, yeah.
So, none of these people were the asshole.
We've come to the conclusion.
Have we ever made someone an asshole? Yet?
I don't think so. We're probably biased.
Reading, you know, I had to do a whole training today about unconscious bias.
Oh, wow.
It is interesting.
How did it go?
I have some bias. Biases. I have some bias.
You're biased.
Yeah.
Did you want to share them? What you're biased about or no?
Not
yeah,
here.
No.
Maybe on the check.
Yeah.
Man, not here.
Wrapping them up. Yeah. So I think that it's good for today.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, short, sweet, lighthearted. Let us know what y'all think, especially on Patreon. If you listen to ad free, you got it good, girl. Let us know what you think in the comments. If you're listening on YouTube, you know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Next
week, we're going to be talking about PCOS and hormones. Mm-hmm. So come back. We have an amazing doctor who's going to share knowledge and insight with the girls.
Yes, y'all.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we can't wait to chat. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Love you.